7 minutes away from 10 o'clock on ABC Central West. Now, when we speak to our wonderful vets, we often talk about pets that you have, right? And we've spoken about cats, we've spoken about dogs, we've spoken about horses. I mean, we've spoken about quite a lot of animals, but I'm yet to talk about goats. So why not? Dr. Nikki Burns is with us, who's from the Orange Vet Hospital. Good morning, Dr. Burns.
Good morning.
Goats.
Goats.
Do people keep goats in Orange?
They do.
Really?
You'd be surprised how many people keep a few goats.
Yeah, right.
They're just, I think they make good pets if they're appropriately housed because they are little escape artists.
Are they?
And they can be quite naughty about getting into your garden.
They're
great little weed controllers as well. It's sort of become a bit more popular to keep them for that. And in sort of bigger areas, so around Sydney, etc., you can rent a goat for that particular purpose.
No. You can rent a goat.
You can rent a goat.
That's hilarious. I mean, look, on some days it's probably cheaper than petrol. Like,
well, yeah.
So you said they're good pets if they're correctly housed. So what are some of the things that we need to be mindful of if we have a goat as a pet?
Yeah, good fencing. So
appropriate
high fencing, okay. But they are pretty good jumpers as well, and they test fences, so they're pretty smart. So sometimes it might need a bit of electrical tape up the top to deter them from doing that.
Mm.
They also do not like to get wet.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, so having a shelter for them to go and get out of the weather is really important. Having something that they can play on as well, just that whole sort of well-being for them, because that's their natural behaviour. And their natural browse as well. They're not like sheep. They're not just like to graze. They like to browse and eat lots of different things, which is why they would love to get into your garden and have a good crack at your roses. So providing them appropriately other food they can browse on that's not toxic, obviously.
Sure. Okay. That's interesting. I want to take you back to having shelter for them. I imagine you probably need something bigger than like a dog kennel, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So enough that they can still get a bit of airflow as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Just enough so it's just like a top and three sides.
Sure.
You know, so not closed in too much, but enough that they can get out of the weather.
Okay. Alrighty. Things are toxic to goats. I just assume they could eat anything because they often do.
They will have a crack at it.
Yeah.
But two sort of backyard plants that spring to mind that can cause significant problems are rhododendrons.
Oh,
they might be quite palatable, but they can cause significant problems. And oleander.
Yeah,
as well.
Right.
And we see that a lot in people's gardens. Mm. And it doesn't take much of that to cause a toxicity.
Mm, okay. So avoiding oleander and
rhododendrons.
Yeah. I always go to say dodecahedron with that word. what about food scraps? Can you give them food scraps?
I think we've got to be careful with doing things like that because a lot of the food scraps that we might be offering, say bread, etc., that's sort of like a high energy and that can disrupt their gut. So I think being very careful with using those in any sort of ruminant species, sheep, cattle, goats, even horses doing the food scraps can cause gut upset.
Mm, yeah, right. Okay. You said that you quite often do see goats come into the clinic. What are some of the things that you see when people bring them in?
Yeah. So, I mean, we do our routine ones where we castrate them because if they're over a certain age, 3-4 months of age, they need to be castrated via a vet.
Oh, okay. Is that like a legislation thing?
Yes, yeah, right. Okay. Registration. It's a welfare issue.
Sure.
The other thing that we see quite commonly is to do with their horns as well. So we might have to do a dehorning because that's more sort of danger to other goats they can be housed with, but also to people that it can cause a problem. So that's sort of a big surgery that we might do. But other common issues that we see them presented for are worms. So goats are really prone to getting intestinal worms.
Right.
More so than sheep. So sheep tend to get, as they get older, they get a bit of resistance, but goats don't have that. And they require a different dose rate than what sheep do as well.
Right. So you can't if you're on a property and you've got a pet goat, you can't just drench them at the same time.
Sometimes you might, but there's a bit of a different way that we approach them because they are quite sensitive to it. We tend to do it similar to horses where we drench them based on if they do have high burden.
Okay, sure.
Rather than drenching all of them because we're just creating resistance, which we don't want. We want the ones that we've got, those drenches available, to still work when we need to make them work. So it's about that as well as the way that we feed goats as well. So they like to jump on things. So if you have hay out, they're going to jump on that hay and they're going to poo on that hay.
Yeah.
And then they're going to
eat
that
hay. Yep.
So we try to feed them so that they can't do that. So in special feeders and also the length of the pasture as well. So if we have a longer length pasture, they're not eating down at that ground level and picking up the parasites.
Oh,
as
okay.
Much. So it's about sort of managing that way so we're not having to rely as much on our drenches for them.
Yeah, okay. This is interesting what you say. So having longer pasture is good because then they don't eat all the way to the ground.
That's right.
That's interesting. Yeah. Okay. Well, look, if you're just joining us, by the way, Dr. Nikki Burns is with us from the Orange Vet Hospital. We're talking about pet goats today on ABC Central West. We're just under 2 minutes away from 10 o'clock. But I wanted to ask, are goats social animals? Like, is it good to have another goat?
Yes, they are. They're a herd animal. Mm. So, yeah, I mean, some people might keep one goat, but I think it's always ideal to at least keep two to keep company.
Sure.
For sure. Yeah. And there's a sort of a few people that might tether a goat, and there might be times that to control weeds that might be suitable, but it can run its risk. I mean, they can certainly, like any animal that's tethered, end up wrapping themselves around and knocking over their water bowl, and then, you know,
they don't have water,
in serious complications. So try to avoid that where we can.
Okay. All right. Dr. Burns, this has been very fascinating. Thank you.
Good.
There you go. We haven't spoken about goats yet, so that was very interesting. Well, I thought it was. Dr. Nikki Burns from Orange Vet Hospital.